Well, as we turn to God's words, as I preach, let us pray together. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this time. I want to worship you, Lord our God. We thank you that you want us to learn from your word. Lord, we thank you that you want to speak to us. And I pray, Lord God, that you enable me to share what you have given me today. I pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. And also I pray that your grace may open our hearts to believe and to trust. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we want to look at three verses from Luke chapter 18. Last week we heard from the verses 9 to 14. But today we want to look at these three verses. And these three verses, Jesus was using this occasion where he was receiving a lot of children being brought to him. So he used that opportunity to say something about the kingdom of God, how we enter to the kingdom of God, and how do we approach the kingdom of God. In these three verses, there was a situation where a lot of people were bringing children to him, but his disciples were hindering their parents to bring these children to him, and of course Jesus rebuked his disciples. And actually, Mark says Jesus was indignant, and then he said to them, "Look, let these little children come to me, for to such as these the kingdom of God belongs." And so, what is Jesus saying here? Some people, they think Jesus was just using this opportunity to teach about how to enter into the kingdom of God. But also, Jesus was really receiving real people, real children. Jesus was receiving them. So let us see. We will look at both Jesus interacting with the children, his heart for the children, and also taking that opportunity to show us what it is, how to approach the kingdom and how to come into the kingdom of God. So the first things we see here for us, how to come to the kingdom of God and how to approach Jesus, we need to come as those who must come with the dependent trust of a child. Because Jesus wanted us to be like these children. So how do we know that we are to come like these children? Simply trusting as we come to him, we will be blessed. Well, the Bible says that people were also bringing children. So the children were being brought by their parents. They were dependent on their parents. So there were people who have not made their minds to come. They just simply trusted their families that they are going to bring them to Jesus so that they will be blessed. So they trusted that. They believed that. So they were dependent. And so Jesus says that we, as we come, we are to be like the children in their dependence on their parents. People were also bringing their children to Jesus to have them, to touch them, to have him touch them. So here we see the word babies. Actually, the original words was even far graphic, was embryo, like, which means that tiny life, a life that seemed to be insignificant. So Jesus says these children, they are weak, they are dependents, who depend on their parents, and who could not do it themselves. They couldn't bring themselves to Jesus. They couldn't reach Jesus to bless them. They needed others to facilitate that, to help them come. And actually to touch them here also means, the other word was like, the literal translation was like, to set them on fire, or to set fire on them. That was the meaning of to touch them, or to kindle the fire. So there's something here for these children, the divine touch of God. And so when we come to Jesus, that is what we are going to face, actually. When we come and have him touch us, there is a divine touch. There is, you hear that, they said, I was touched by God. But I wonder in our days today, how many people who can say that have been touched by Jesus? As I was in his presence, he touched me. Or as his word is being preached, I was touched in my heart, in my deepest being. Well, these people, they believe that Jesus now, who is growing in popularity, Jesus who is teaching, who is bringing the kingdom of God, is able to touch their children. And perhaps in those days, you know, children in those days were very vulnerable. Even in other parts of the world where there is no really good medical attention. So just small sicknesses can just destroy children, can kill them. So perhaps those families, they wanted their children to be set on a good journey, a good path, divine touch that would set them up for a life full of blessings. If they are to reach Jesus, they must also overcome few hurdles, the crowds, and also like the children also were have to overcome the fact that they were children. And people of no social status, and perhaps for that reason, the disciples would not want to waste their master's time to spend time touching these children. So Jesus here in this text revealed the fact that we are to come in this way, and so. And also, we will overcome some hurdles. But Jesus also here, we see that in his heart that he loves children, and his heart for the children is for them to be part of the kingdom of God. And so we see Jesus' heart for the downcast and downtrodden and despised of their communities, poor. We have seen this in the poor widow. Jesus said in her persistence, so she was granted justice because she believed that the heavens will exercise justice. And we have seen also Jesus vindicating a tax collector who was despised in his community because he was working for foreign authorities, and also he was wealthy, and so he was living on himself. But Jesus had mercy on him because he acknowledged his need of vindication, his need of God. He didn't even justify himself. He was not full of himself. So he wouldn't even lift up his head when he was praying. Whereas the other Pharisee, everything was I. So he said, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice. I give a tenth of all I get. See, so that person was full of himself. He was very proud, but this man was humble. So Jesus could see in the children the dependence and the humility and the insignificance. So his heart is for them. But he didn't say that they were sinless. He didn't say they were pure. No, just they were children. He loves them because there's something there with the children, in their dependence on adults and so and so forth. So Jesus uses this opportunity to tell us that these children, if you come like these children, you can expect more from him. So also we know also children Whatever they have is given to them. You see, we buy them toys. We give them everything. So Jesus is establishing the reality that unless we become like these children in our lack of resources, in our selflessness, and also in our simple trust on relying on adults around us, and not being so complicated, they are so humble. I always come to tears when I speak with my little children. Always going out, they say, "Daddy, could you buy me perhaps even lollies or even an icicle?" And I would say, "Yes, I would do that." They say, "Oh yeah," they celebrate. They would just celebrate even before I could bring that. And I would just really feel touched by that. This simple trust, even me not, and for me not to do this, it is a big disappointment. And sometimes I come back, even without not buying these things, they will not come and be angry with me, "Why you didn't buy this?" So, but this is what Jesus was trying to tell us, like even to celebrate, even before we could receive. Because in such attitude, it's that attitude that can open heavens for us, can help us really to access all his blessings. But our pride and self-dependence is what really will hinder us from entering into the eternal blessings of our God. So to be members of the kingdom of God, to be forgiven, even like to enjoy God's blessings, depends on this. So we must come like children in simple trust and receive the kingdom of God, plus acknowledging our weaknesses and helplessness. Let us move on. Secondly, if we are ever to experience the kingdom of God, if we are ever to enjoy that great blessing Jesus is bringing as he comes in his kingdom, as he comes and preaches the good news, as he's about to die on the cross of Calvary, well, we are to understand also that he has invited us. He invites us, like he did here, when the disciples were trying to hinder these children from coming to Christ, Jesus called the children to himself and said, "Let the little children come to me. Let them come to me." He invited them to himself. So when we come, we come with this knowledge. We come to Jesus. We come based on his invitation. He is the one who invites us into his kingdom and not us forcing ourselves or our way into him. Because we can't do that. He's a holy God. And he loves us also. That is why he invites us. Lest you think that you deserve coming to him. You don't deserve. This is out of his grace and his invitation. So he invites us to come. Because the disciples were trying to stop these little children. But when he invites, he will make sure that he removes every obstacles that will stand between us and him. That is how I came to salvation. That is how you came to know Jesus Christ. Because he arranged all the events to facilitate for you to have an encounter with him. To have a face-to-face meeting and acknowledgement of him as the Lord and Savior Redeemer, the one who has the resources to remove as far as the east is from the west your sins and to set you free and to declare you righteous. He has invited us. So this reality, Jesus is showing here in these three verses. We are invited and nothing can stop us. And you too, today, he's inviting you because you have come, you have been spoken to by many people. You had opportunities to hear the gospel preached to you. You have been invited to churches, to small gatherings, and people have spoken the word of God to you. So Jesus made it clear that he wants you to consider surrendering your life fully to him, confessing your sin, and knowing his love for you. So that is why he's doing everything possible to let you respond to him. Because Jesus here, he didn't want his disciples to stop this one. Because his disciples, they had really a wrong view of the nature of the kingdom that Jesus brings. We know not only the disciples, a lot of people, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they have wrong idea about Jesus and even about the kingdom of God, how we should come to the kingdom. Perhaps even this Pharisee, he thought by being living rightly, he didn't do anything wrong. This Pharisee, he was doing the right thing. He was fasting, that is right. He was trying to do what is right. He was giving even tithe, that is right. But Jesus was saying, well, these are good, but these things, they will not help you to enter into the kingdom of God. But the other person who fell his need and repented and asked for mercy is the person that is going to come. So nothing can stop us. So perhaps what is stop you is your pride, is your heart, your attitude, thinking that you earn it, you deserve it. And that is a big problem to many people. People don't want things that are free. So we have to work for things, and even for our salvation. Well, Jesus is saying, no, that is not true. So I don't know what might be stopping you from surrendering your life fully to Christ, or even to live in the kingdom as a blessed child of God. Perhaps you, the first time you acknowledge your sins and you were born of God, and then suddenly you started to finish like the Galatians, by flesh, by not relying continually on God. So it might be family situations. Perhaps you live in a family where there is no faith. So don't be deterred from coming to Jesus and asking him to forgive you and also to encourage you, to strengthen you if you are a believer. So it might be your friends putting a lot of pressure not to give up on them, but to continue to live a wrong life. But Jesus can give you strength, as he always does. So when he calls, he enables. He clears the way for those whom he invites. Well, this is what he says, and we see those people who have come to him like little children. He rebuked others. He will rebuke even governments. He will change governments for you to be saved. He will change laws for you to be able to come to experience his blessings. And Jesus will do that. Let us move on. So also we know that Jesus said here, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. So these children, they have become a model. So these children, unless we become like these children, we can never enter. We are to be like children in response. Because these children, they came to Jesus. Matthew said Jesus had them on his lap and blessed them and he touched them. And Mark as well. But Luke here didn't bring this up. But actually, he touched them because he said, do not hinder them. Let them come to me. And so they went to him. And so he blessed them. They actually received the blessings that God intended for them. So the children, they model the kingdom realities in their helpless state and vulnerability, as well as their sense of total dependence. They are most open to God. And Jesus Christ will not hesitate to bless them. And now, as he said, the kingdom of God is at hand, and as it is a gift to be received, and in a certain manner, childlike trust and faith, simplicity and joy, because these people, they come with gladness. Well, Jesus says, and then now he is telling us in verse 17, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And so this is what he's just saying. he recaptured what he has said earlier. He said, if you don't come with an attitude of like a child, and if you will not acknowledge that you are not invited, that you are invited, and this is a free gift from God, that you cannot be part of this kingdom. That is what he's saying. We can never be part of this kingdom if we are continually to live independently and to force ourselves to God with our self-righteousness and not relying fully on him. I got a few questions to share with you today. When was the last time when you trusted God for something like a child? When was the last time you trusted God like a little child? Or another question. When you assess your situation, it was looking so hopeless as a child of God. Have you ever said to yourself, well, I didn't make myself to be a child of God. The one who has called me to this, the one who has adopted me into his family, the one who has invited me, he cares. He cares. When was the last time you did that? Because this is what Jesus is driving us to have a childlike heart, not only in coming to be saved, but even to continue to live as his followers. All the way to have this attitude, that of the children, little children. Because you see, always, even John will call even believers in their 80s, little children. Little, why? Because they are little in the terms of their trust for God, their weakness, and not relying on their own resources. They are little children. Unless you are like a little child, you can never be saved. You can never be part of the kingdom of God. And you can never experience the wonders of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. When you are so complicated, so sophisticated, working things out of your mind, I can guarantee to you that you will be like that wheat of grain that stands alone that Jesus spoke of in John chapter 12. Well, let us not be like these ones. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. This is the truth. The truth. This is the truth, Jesus is saying. Anyone, anywhere, young and old, educated, uneducated, married, single, rich, poor, anyone who will not receive, be in the position of a beggar, who is not just opening his arms, can never know the heart of Christ. And that is why the ministry to children is one of the most important parts of our ministry. Unfortunately, in our seminaries, there are no even courses for children ministry. Even in our churches, the ministry, the children ministry comes the least. We suppose we should have pastors to the children. Because to such as these, the kingdom of God belongs. They are our models. That is why we need also, as Jesus cared for the children, we should also care for the children. And their salvation should be one of the most important things in our prayers. And even our care for them should be our prime responsibility. Knowing that Jesus has placed them before us to shout to us about the kingdom.
that he brings. They represent the realities of the kingdom of God, the children. Because after all, they are a gift from him. Well, when I started my ministry back in Egypt, I started off as a high school teacher. But the school was from prep to year eight. We were developing that. The children I was teaching, they impacted me greatly. I have seen the work of God in those children. True work of God. I was so blown away. Because the children were brought to us, they were not, many of whom were not believing. The Holy Spirit was not in them. A lot of fighting, unfriendliness, crying all the time, sadness. You see the kingdom of darkness at work clearly. But through God's grace, as my friends were praying for these children, took them under their arms, starting to introduce them to literacy. And then the Holy Spirit began to work and touch the lives of those children. We saw a great transformation, which was really a source of our joy and blessings. Seeing those children smiling and praising God and expressing words that we could not even imagine that were coming from the little children. While today, Jesus is giving us this truth. So we need to recognize that the kingdom of God operates differently from the kingdom of the world. And our leaders in our churches need to have the right attitude to children ministry. I need to emphasize this. And we need to pray that we will be like Jesus in our attitude to the children, and then we will be truly the disciples of Jesus. Because Jesus rebuked his disciples because they didn't grasp the nature of his kingdom. And I pray also that we should not miss the nature of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout the history of Christianity, there has been misunderstanding or misconception on who are really welcome into the kingdom of God. But we are to depart from that misunderstanding because we have chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Do not hinder the children, for I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Amen.